Warning. Before this episode starts, I just want to say that my friends and I were having a good time, so there is explicit language in this podcast. Viewer discretion advised. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 45 of Real Stories. Today, I am not alone, however, as I have two guests. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
It's me, I'm Austin. I'm back after like 30 episodes, so good to be here.
And I'm RJ. This is my debut.
All right, so we have three Let's Not Meet type stories for you guys. So without any further ado, let's get started. Hi, everybody. So here's my story. For context, I live away from home for school while my sister lives at home with our parents. Also, both our rooms face the street and are right next to each other. In addition, I have a full-length mirror in my room opposite the window, so if I looked in the mirror, I'd see what was in the window. So around Thanksgiving of 2021, I had just gotten home from school and was relishing my ability to stay up late, and so was my sister. After our parents went to sleep, I was just laying in my bed watching YouTube videos. I had my window blinds open, and for some reason, I felt the urge to look up, so I look in the mirror. Outside, someone pops up from below the window and bangs on my window super loud 3 times and then sprints away. I am shaking, on the verge of tears. I run to my sister's room and explain what has happened. She is shaken up, but we chalked it up to a dumb teenager. Just a few nights later, at midnight, I see a text from my sister. "Did you hear that?" it says. There was somebody in the window. I felt that same fear. I take my headphones off and begin to get up when I hear 5 super loud bangs coming from my sister's room. I run over and she looks really shaken and she says, "He just ran to the side of the house, the wall that's right next to my bed, and he banged on my wall, right there where my head is." We were both frozen with fear. We made theories on who it was, but neither of us was the type to have enemies. There were no teenagers on our street. None of this made any sense. Sometimes I feel that same chill in the air, and sometimes I think I hear banging. The fear of seeing a face in the window isn't as rare as many would hope. So I'm praying I never meet this boy again. Whoa, guys, that was a pretty crazy story. So how do you guys feel about just the setup of this house and how that kind of played into it? Because I'm not putting a mirror, like, that's looking like some prison stuff. I like, they use the mirror to, like, see into another room. Like, it just, that would just freak me out because it would make me think that something's right there when it's actually in the reflection of the mirror, so. Just
always looking over your shoulder?
Yeah, it sounds like a very paranoid.
Like, peripheral vision, you'd always, like, look over and see yourself passing the mirror, but you're like, what if that wasn't me? What if that was somebody in the window?
Yeah, I don't know. That just, it doesn't seem like it'd be a comfortable living situation.
No, I don't think that.
But, so in this story, our author is chilling with her family. It's around Thanksgiving 2021. And their parents went to sleep. So they're just chilling, laying in bed, watching YouTube. Very relatable. And she hears 3 loud bangs on her window. And then that person, whoever did that, just sprinted away afterwards. So how are you guys feeling if somebody bangs on your window? Obviously, we're startled, but where do you move to after that? Are you hiding? Are you confronting? What's the plan?
Buy a house, no windows.
Yeah. Sensible idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like the whole thing, it seems like it was intentionally, like if you were outside somebody's house like trying to do some shit, you wouldn't be trying to provoke attention. So it almost seems like, and maybe it's Thanksgiving time, everybody's off fucking school, you got some hoodlums that know where you live, and they just want to, like, fuck with you because everyone's on break and doing dumb shit.
You're going practical tomfoolery.
I'm thinking, dude. I'm like, why would you just bang on a window and run away? You're not going to try to get through the window. You're not going to, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but certain people act very irrationally if they're, like, suffering from some sort of mental illness. So if there was, like, somebody who's stalking them, and then they could just like, talk to them because they don't understand the social cues.
True.
So they're just like, "Hey, I'm over here. Notice me."
A lot of different things.
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking more toward the line. I mean, more scary movie, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she said her parents went to sleep, so, like, kind of keeping an eye out almost. Like, they know, like, the schedule type of thing.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Sketchy shit happens at night.
Yeah, wait until it's super late.
Mm-hmm. That shows a bit of planning, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's that, but that also goes against, why would you, so if you're doing it at night, you're trying to avoid being detected. But if you're banging on windows, you're going to
that's
immediately.
That's where, like you said, where like criminals might not always be thinking logically. Yeah. They could just be in a different state that's like.
Just, yeah, just like an unhealthy obsession.
Yeah.
Inciting fear almost, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only does this person mess with our author, but also their author's sister.
They said their rooms were right next to each other, right? That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's probably why the parents didn't get hit with it. I mean, they probably sleep upstairs or some shit. I mean, that's an assumption, but probably not knocking on a second story window on a ladder.
Yeah, also
climbing back down the ladder real quick and just running away. You drop the ladder, like, oh, fuck, leave the ladder.
Yeah, that's weird, but it's like, I don't know. It makes it seem less random, or it makes it seem more random in a sense, because if it was targeted at one of the sisters, then it would feel like more personal, like, oh, she has a stalker. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody's just stalking both of them, and that's a double whammy, so that's not good.
Maybe they looked alike. Maybe it was a twin thing. You like one, you like the package. You take the package to both. Yep. Like, I can't tell the difference.
But so in the sister's case, she heard 5 bangs on her window.
He liked her more. That's how you know. He gave the other one 3 bangs and he gave her 5.
That's how satisfied he was with just creeping on her. I gave it about a 5 window bangs. The other one was only about a 3. It wasn't very, I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Just didn't quite get me there. I don't know. No, that sounds like top of the line, because I feel like the more window bangs, clearly I would associate that with being better.
All right, let me get you this one. How many window bangs do you think you're worth?
Oh, shit.
Whoever had it open that.
I'm a 7 knocker, I feel like.
Okay.
7 window bangs?
Yeah. Dude, I sleep in some weird contorted positions. I feel like anybody looking in would just be disturbed. They'd be like, how the fuck are you sleeping right now? I'm gonna give myself 4.
Bro, they would just be like, why
so
is your...
my mouth open, I think, too, so it's like...
Yeah, it's my stomach, so...
Okay, you just look human. Carter's just kicking up his legs like Katy Perry in the background.
You sleep on your stomach?
Yeah, dude.
You're not supposed to do that,
dog. But you know, when it's comfortable...
I know. We all sleep terribly, and
bro,
we know it's not good.
I take my sleep very seriously. First of all, my fan is on. I don't care what the weather is. I like to sleep chilly.
Noise.
Yes.
Oh, noise. Chilly. Noise as well, but also chilly.
That's better for you too, to sleep like colder.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I was already plugged in.
I was looking into like probably some like, I don't know, BS website that makes it about your ancestry, but like because people used to sleep on the earth, they were naturally exposed to the earth's coolness at night.
Yeah.
And they got used to like self-insulation, and then you sleep deeper when you're cold.
Well, yeah, because it's like when you wake up, if you wake up and you're all warm, like you're not comfortable. Like if you wake up in like a sweat
while you sleep,
yeah, that's not comfortable. So,
I want to be under the covers too, and like in the summer and shit when it's
exactly,
too hot.
Exactly.
Which unfortunately my room is so far from the thermostat that it just bakes up there. But yeah, I hate that shit.
Yeah,
I feel like you gotta wash your sheets every night.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, it's not easy, but shout out to the fan that I have in my room. It's real nice. But
it's got a nice one up there too. It does like it doesn't just go back and forth. It goes like in like infinity symbol. Ooh. So it goes like kind of up and down inside.
What a fancy ass fan you got,
bro?
What?
I wish I did.
Nobody would actually be able to knock on my windows because my windows are always open.
See,
so
they would just climb in and fuck you.
Jeez.
They just take out 7-3 in the woods somewhere.
See, from a practical standpoint, I'm not keeping my windows open. One, because you're inviting a serial killer in. But two, like, the noises. I'm not trying to hear birds chirping loud as shit.
Oh,
or
I
like
love the noise of the city life. I love the noises.
What?
Noises.
I'm trying to sleep.
I like birds.
The fan
cars.
Is like a calming thing. The cars I'm fine with. But I'm saying, like, as far as, like, birds chirping and like... I don't know. There's a lot of sounds that I don't want to wake up to.
What other than birds? I'm curious.
Maybe probably like
crickets,
lawnmowers, and work being done.
I love that. Yeah, as long as it's not right next door.
No, I'm not trying to hear work being done. I'm sleeping.
In my driveway in the morning.
I love listening to the distant edger.
This dude listens to jackhammers to fall asleep. You're a sociopath.
Oh, Jesus.
A jackhammer.
Listen, this is not the jackhammer. This is a jackhammer.
I mean, low key, I feel like it's just a scary predicament and there's not much you can do. I mean, in my case, I'm just messing that person up, whoever's at my window. But also, I live on the third floor, so this is not happening to me. So I have a bit of a...
So yeah, your fear is unreal.
Yeah.
It's irrational.
Do you live on the first floor?
Yeah.
Oh, you're done. But you live on the second floor.
Yeah, there's windows open.
Yeah. What are you doing? Reevaluate.
Dude, I'm scared of squirrels. I don't know what to tell you.
You're scared of squirrels and you leave your window open. They're going to invite themselves in.
They're going to make a nest in there.
What is that? Is that a squirrel? Bro, no way.
There's no windows open.
I just heard that. I for sure just heard that.
There's no windows open. You wouldn't hear that shit.
Oh, it's the cat scratcher. He's itching his
cheek. Oh my god.
Bro, because that sounded like a squirrel. Like, there's no way.
I put my shoes on. You would never hurt me again.
Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
Oh god. All right, well, I'm glad nothing happened. I'm glad he was just full of shit and just banging on windows and not having...
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, I would just invest in some security cameras and...
maybe like a baseball bat.
It, for sure. I kept a baseball bat in my room when I was at my parents' house. And now my dad has it in their room. And I was like, oh, I see what you're doing there. He likes to act like he didn't do it on purpose. I was like, yeah, I know what you're doing, sir.
Well, you gotta scare him away. You gotta cock a Nerf gun.
Oh, yeah.
That'll do it.
Yep.
Bro, the plastic on
that. Yep, that'll get rid of intruders.
I've scared away 4 robbers with that technique.
No, you did not.
I got him again!
I said, no, you have not. You did not get
you
me.
You had the look of
no.
Like you're
yeah,
he was looking for
no way. No way.
He just phrased it in a way that his listeners wouldn't think he's a moron. Just yeah. Kidding, guys. You guys are troopers.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a moron. It's okay.
No, you're good, dude. Just gullible.
We'll be right back with more creepy stories after this word from today's sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey guys, did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? Well, now you do. So how are you feeling? And be honest. If you think that you may be feeling stressed, depressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, you're not alone. And today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in an online environment at your convenience. And there is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's network of 20,000 therapists that give you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you can get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours. You can then schedule video and phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. You can also request a new therapist at any time for no additional charge. So join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realstories. That's betterhelp.com/realstories. All one word.
Many fans of Formula One racing know about the Interlagos racing track in São Paulo, Brazil. For those who don't know, that is a region in the suburbs of the city, and it's called Interlagos because it sits right between two water reservoirs. Well, after 1945, many, many, many war criminals from Italy, Imperial Japan, and Nazi Germany fled to Brazil. But at the same time, foreigners that were not combatants also moved, and someone from a European country wandering around didn't raise many red flags. In the Guaraparingo Reservoir, which sits next to the racing track, is a spot that my grandfather used to go fishing or swimming since it was closer than the beach as he lived in the area. When he saved enough money to buy his first camera, he decided to go to a local foreigner that did scenic flights over the reservoir in his hydroplane. According to my grandfather, he didn't speak much and was a pretty stoic guy unless he brought up booze. And according to my grandfather, he used to let some clues of his past when under the influence, but nothing that my grandfather would immediately suspect. A couple months pass, he disappears without a trace. Then my grandfather saw his picture in the newspaper. It was Hubert Kuker's, Latvian pilot who carried the most mass murders of Jews in Latvia. He disappeared because Mossad lured him to Uruguay and assassinated him. It's not a possibility since he's dead, but I'm sure my grandfather is glad that we didn't meet that guy ever again.
Ooh, that was a very interesting story. Took a little historical spin there. Austin, what did you think of that story?
It was really crazy when I had to try to pronounce Guaraparinga.
They hit the nail on the head with this war criminal stuff. People think that, like, they got a lot of, like, the top Nazi people. They did not.
I feel like it was, like, the top 1%, maybe?
No. Like, hella, like, Mengele, very famous, very horrible person. They didn't catch him. He escaped to fucking South America. Probably didn't Argentina.
Didn't they let a lot of them escape after Operation Paperclip? After they served their time for the U.S. government, they would just let them go and have, like, a new life?
Well, yeah, Paperclip was taking them for their own uses. Right. Was letting them come here. But I don't think they let them escape to South America because there's no point in letting them do that. Yeah. But it's still, like, a real thing. Like, there's a lot of, like, Nazi shit going on in Argentina. Like, it's a weird place, bro. Like,
they didn't die out.
No, they, like, had kids, and, like, their kids are now
they're always
people. So like, it's weird, dude. There's a weird amount of Nazi shit in Argentina and South America. Well, they wanted to go super duper low key, and that's, I mean, opposite end of the world. So, I mean, there's still terrible people who should have gotten a terrible death. Yeah.
People who were still arguing that he's around.
No, I mean, he would have died a while ago, but I don't really know. His is another one that's
up. What's Hitler's birthday?
420.
Is it really?
Yeah. The only reason I know that is because it's 420.
You'd think more people, like, you would have heard about that by now.
No, it's, I mean, they say it. And they'll, like, say it on, like, social media.
That's crazy. I've never seen it.
So it turns out that our author's grandfather was flying planes and that he might have come across this guy named Hubert Kuker's, who was a Latvian Nazi who carried the most mass murders of Jews in Latvia. So it's a really insane story because you never really know the people that you're around that are strangers. Like, if he's taking people on a plane, like a plane or any sort of public transportation is pretty much like the most random group of people you're ever going to be around. Mm-hmm. So you really never know what's going on. I was kind of thinking about that the other day when I was, like, walking downstairs in my apartment building. Because I was like, yo, I'm just walking past lives. Like, there's a whole ton of shit going on in, like, every one of these rooms. And there's multiple rooms on each level. Like, there's so much different life. Like, I know nothing about, like, most of my neighbors. A couple of them I'll say, like, what's up if I see them. But other than that, I know nothing about them. I couldn't even pick out cars in a lot of cases. I only know, like, one of my neighbor's cars. Like, it's weird how much you don't know. But some people have, like, really good relationships with their neighbors and have, like, block parties and stuff. I'm kind of jealous of that. It seems like it'd be fun. Do you guys think you've ever secretly met anybody who's evil?
It's definitely a possibility, I feel.
It is weird to think about. Yeah, you're right. Like, you're just going by so much shit. Like, you think at some point you've probably, like, driven by somebody's house in your life that's, like, killed somebody. I don't know.
The average person walks past 36 murderers in their lifespan.
Walks past.
This is a
day and age. Everybody's looking down. Are we really walking past people or are we walking through them?
Well, this is also a New York Post article, and especially in New York, that seems very plausible because it's just, there's too many people.
Yeah, they probably raised the ratio. New York, all those people probably walk by like 3,000 murderers in their life. So we, as the people who see one, it goes up to 36.
But no, so like the Anthony Sowell case, that happened around here. That was in Cleveland.
And he was a serial killer. And they found bodies, like, in his spot. That case is so insane because, like, a morbid fact about keeping, like, bodies around is, like, the smell is really, really bad.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a stench permeating from that house. And they were just blaming it on this one, like, sausage factory or something like that.
How could you even live with that smell, though?
But that's what they were saying. They were thinking, they were like, oh, yeah, that, like, they're used to that. That's just that factory. Like, they were not attributing it to him.
Cops being slack offs, like, always.
Low key. High key, honestly.
Just coming once a week, and he's like, guys, you wouldn't believe it. I just cooked bacon again.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
whole 3 pounds.
Great.
I'm pretty sure in the Anthony Solo case, there was definitely a moment where it was like, somebody got loose and then tried to say something, but, like, they were not taken seriously. A lot of similarities between him and Dahmer, low-key.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because something happened like that with the Jeffrey Dahmer case, too. It's crazy, like a lot of stuff that, like, doesn't get solved...
It just gets brushed off.
Is because they be brushing shit off.
Yeah,
because
they just don't think it's going to be that case, or, like, I don't know.
And I get that there's, like, people that are, like... you know, have problems or, like, do drugs and that just weird stuff comes out of their mouth.
Right.
Like, how do you not, like, at least...
investigate.
You gotta follow through. Especially if it's something that serious. Like, people will be like, that... With Dahmer and Soho, there was, like, somebody who was like, yeah, this guy's bad. He just, like, tried to kill me, whatever, whatever. And they're just like, yeah, okay, whatever.
They literally just show up and they're like, we got a complaint. He's like, what are they complaining about? He's like, you don't know? I guess I'll just go then. It's like that easy.
Straight up. That's
and
like
he just coincidentally, he like cracks the door yeah, open. He's like sweating.
On.
Like, you doing all right in there? He's like, I'm fine. Like, yeah.
Because there's no way. There's no way that somebody should be able to have like mad bodies buried around their residence. And, like, it go undiscovered. Because also, it's like, why are they not focusing on the missing people who are buried under these fucking houses?
Yeah.
Because that happens a lot, too, where it'll be missing people. Well, where it'll be missing people who are a product of a serial killer.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes, I mean, missing people is weird, dude. So much shit can happen. I be listening to, like, podcasts about it, but it's really interesting. But sometimes it's just really scary. Because, like, they're just gone. They don't, like, there's a last correspondence. Maybe there's, like, a lot of weird factors. You never know. And then, like, people could wander off and then they have a medical emergency, or they wander off and then something bad happens to them or whatever. But it's really crazy. And you never really know what's going on.
For context, I'm a 24-year-old woman and live in a very populated city where people drive a lot. I'm still shaken up by this, and I honestly am curious to hear people's thoughts. The other night, I parked my car outside, went to let my dog in the house, and then went back to my car to get my stuff. Note, it was about 6 p.m. and completely dark out because it was winter. I get into my driver's seat, lock the car, and I am sitting there for about a minute getting my stuff together. All of a sudden, I see a man walk from in front of my car to the driver's side window. He is holding something up to the window, and I automatically get extremely panicked. A few months ago, a man held a wrench to my window in a grocery store parking lot where I was sitting with my dog and my roommate. But he saw my dog and quickly walked away. It was a sketchy situation then, and a sketchy situation now. The next few steps are blurry. I am looking at him in panic. He is motioning for me to roll my window down. I look into the back of my car to see if my dog's there to protect me and realize that she is not there as I had just let her into the house. I do realize, though, that I had my back windows both 75% open. This is a rookie mistake. Then, a thought pops into my mind. I can drive away. My car is on. So I shift my car into drive. He reaches back onto either the window, the door, the side of the car, I'm not sure. But I start to drive, and he backs up. I pull into the street and almost hit another car, and end up pulling out and leaving, shaking while doing so. The next day, I realized my landlord had a camera pointed at the front of the house to see if packages get stolen. I asked if he had clips from that time the night before. He did. Too bad it was motion censored, so it only shows the moment where my car is pulling out. He walks away from the car, and he has a huge wooden plank or something in his hands behind his back. It's at least 3 feet big. He then walked down one way of the street a little bit, then turned around and went another way. I wish I didn't even see that video because I was scared before and I thought maybe I was overreacting, but now I know he was holding something there that could have potentially been a weapon. I am very thankful I trusted my instincts. Someone on a neighborhood website that night said their car got stolen 2 streets over, so maybe he wanted my car. Anyways, let's not meet.
Whoa.
Lollapalooza, that was a bit nutty.
No, that was a pretty crazy story. I would be very scared to drive at night if I was this person, and that's a really inconvenient fear to have considering that, you know, nighttime happens.
Yeah. That's worse, very hard to avoid. Worse than a fear of windows in your bedroom of the first story would be driving.
Yeah, it's like going out, like being afraid of going outside, like SpongeBob. Like, you gotta do it at some point.
Got all I need.
The game's all here. But no, so in this case, our author, this is not her first time where somebody has approached her at night in her car. She brings up in the middle of this story how a few months ago while she was in a grocery store parking lot, a guy came up to her window with a wrench and was acting super weird. So in this case, she knew what she was probably too panicked to realize then and what a lot of people who panic and don't realize in cars are, drive away. Or if the situation requires it, use the car as a weapon. Like you're in a weapon already. Like you can defend yourself if need be, and
people just freak out and don't think like that, though.
Yeah.
In a sense of panic, it's hard to
exactly
make the realization.
It's always so hard. You go from like hands on the wheel, foot on the gas, to like jumping in the back seat and just cowering. Yeah.
Yeah. Hindsight's always 20/20, but it's good to try and like not completely freak out when something bad is happening, which is obviously easier said than done.
Yeah. Trying to relax, the biggest conundrum of all time.
Yeah. Try to relax. Well, it seems like our author was taking their dog out and needed to go get something from their car. So they end up in their car and a person comes up to them. Now, when this person comes up to them, our author has an uneasy feeling as that wrench story had just happened a few months ago. So she's on guard. But this guy goes up to her and requests to roll the window down. No. Yeah, automatically, no. Like,
it's
no,
like I'm the squirrel thing earlier, right? It's like,
yeah, like, no.
They teach you in criminal school, if you just do this, they will roll down the window. It happens every time.
Yeah, that's such a sketchy request. I'm absolutely not rolling my window down. But in this situation, so unfortunately, as he's motioning for her to roll the window down, she looks to her back seat for her dog, as if they're there, but they're actually not because she had just let them out. So she realizes that I got to do something. And when that survival instinct kicks in and the fight or flight mode goes in, she kind of had fight and flight in this scenario because using the car to just drive away and like almost hit another car and almost hit him is definitely a panic move, but it's resourceful because you got to remember that you're in the car. It's hard to be victimized from inside a car that you have the keys to. I feel like if I have my keys in my car, I'm getting out of there.
I wonder what the kind of area it was, if she was being targeted, if it was just like...
No, it's weird because when this happened to her the first time, like you said, it was at the grocery store, but this is at like her house. So I find that the grocery store one is weirder because that's like a real public place.
Yeah, I guess supermarkets aren't open until 2 in the morning. So what I said was in bad.
No, but
there's like, not too many of them out there.
But so in this case, our author thinks that this person might have a weapon because she's traumatized from the wrench situation, but she manages to escape. However, the next day she realizes that there's a camera that was going to normally see if people are stealing packages from the building where she lives. So upon looking at that footage, she realizes that this man who came up to the car had a plank or something that looked like a wooden plank to potentially be used as a weapon. But I'm glad that she did not get victimized, because getting carjacked by someone holding a wooden plank is so unserious. Like,
the
I'm
worst
sorry.
Weapon choice that you could.
Yeah,
this, that was what you could find.
Yeah, this
feels very easy to like fall out of your hand. It's not one handed.
Yeah, very awkward to even swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
a highly telegraphed attack that you could probably just duck under. Like,
this seems like a rookie mistake from, honestly, a broke robber. Because when you're a broke robber,
carjacking usually is like,
this is not the weapon of choice of somebody who has money.
Average IQ is probably less than like 24, you know?
Yeah, this is like some, maybe not spur of the moment, maybe they were trying to steal a car. But the having the like piece of wood is like definitely a last resort.
He forgot the baseball bat. He's like, the one day my kid goes to fucking t-ball practice.
But it's just such a weird choice of weapon. But I don't know. It's still a scary situation. What would you guys do in this situation? Like, if you're her, are you like, I don't know, are you confronting this guy with the wood, or are you just like trying to skirt out of there immediately?
I'm fucking, I tell you what, after two of these things, I'm buying a gun.
Yeah. Honestly.
I don't know. What would you do?
I mean, I'm definitely pulling off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I'm opening the door getting out, then I'm at a disadvantage on
yeah.
Myself.
Yeah, that's true.
Even and if they're hovering around your door, not that it would be smart, but like, if while you're driving, you give them like the quick open and like shove them off the door like it's a fucking combat shield. You know?
I like the move. I like that. You're thinking about how to protect yourself, and that's smart. Because a lot of people got to realize that they have resources around them at whatever time. Like, if when people are getting like chased through a house or something in a movie, it kind of like drives me crazy when they just like run and they don't try and defend
like
themselves
something.
Yeah, like we gotta, and I understand it's a movie, so it's not supposed to be like realistic, so hopefully in the real world
just
people
like grabbing this and like hucking it behind me,
right,
give me all turn around double poke in the eyes.
That's a little more practical. You gotta go for the sensitive areas.
That's some aim though.
I don't know. Have you guys, has anybody ever done anything weird where like, where you felt like you were at risk of actually being like victimized or robbed or anything?
No, I don't feel like I've ever been.
Rick?
I feel like it's only ever been in my head, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, other than the one story that you guys already know, there was another time.
Oh,
in fact,
wow.
It was, I mean, but also I was a kid.
Oh, boy.
But I was just riding my bike to Greg's house, so it was like honestly like a 3-4 minute bike ride,
right.
Maybe
if
probably
that.
Not. And I was going down the side street to my house, and there's this red truck that pulled in the driveway as I passed it and backed out and kind of like drove slow with me as I was riding.
Mm-mm.
So that shit freaked me out, but I just fucking blew my way to Greg's house, and he followed me the entire way. And the creepiest part was that he stopped in front of the driveway I went to, and when I went inside, he just pulled off.
Shit.
I don't know if he was in it. Yeah, he. I saw the truck just kind of slowly creeping. I was like,
so this
bro,
was.
Bro, and then like, my mind would almost race in a scenario like that where you think, like, when I pull out of Greg's, if these dudes are smart, they might be in a different car this time. Like,
just, yeah, for sure. Just be. Especially if they're like making it that obvious almost.
Yeah. Like, this is just some dumb kid. He won't know what's going on. And
yeah.
Then a big red truck.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
well,
that's
yeah.
A fucking sign right there.
That one's just like scary because it's hard to prepare for because you don't have a motive. Like, are they just creeping on you to creep on you? Are they trying to hit a lick? Like, what do I need to try and be prepared for?
Yeah.
It's hard to know, but I don't know. I don't think I've ever had any, like, I don't know. There,
I feel like if I knew something, if I remembered something, it would be there right now. And there's been, like, creepy moments in my life, but I can't think of anything, like,
it's very possible that all my creepy moments were just, like, me overthinking shit.
Exactly. That one, you can't make that up.
No, that's...
You are rightfully suspicious.
As well you should be. Like, not everything that happens needs to be brushed off. Like, sometimes when shit happens, you need to, like, wonder that. And it's not a bad thing. If anything, it's better to overthink it a little bit, because at least you're prepared and maybe you're paying a little bit more attention.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't create, like, paranoia.
Right, for sure.
It's probably healthy.
For sure. But then if, like, I don't know, if you're dealing with, like, a lot of situations like this, like, her paranoia is kind of warranted. Like, she's got, like, some traumatic stuff. So
yeah. I don't know how she was okay after two of those.
I would low-key advise, like, some sort of weapon. Like, I don't even know if, like, pepper spray is your thing, but
I mean, shit, if we're playing Clue and this dude's got a plank, and grab a candlestick when you leave the house. I don't know.
Her best move was definitely leaving just her back windows open, though.
Yeah, that was not smart. I'm glad you brought that up. I low-key almost forgot about that. Guys, roll your windows up. It's just, it's the same thing as locking your doors. It's just like a thing that you should do that will help you not become a victim of a crime. Because even if it's not a carjacking, it could be somebody jacking something from your car. Because that happens all the time. People get their windows smashed in. So do you think that an open window would not be a target? Gotta think about that. But I'm sure our author knows that now, but that's just a little bit of advice for y'all listening. All right, thank you guys. That's going to do it for episode 45 of Real Stories.
Wasn't I supposed to do that?
That's okay.
I didn't do it either. Shit.
No, I said
No, yeah, you did do it.
It's good if you don't talk about
it. Real Stories. I said it. We're good.
This week you have heard front door camera footage of the man who came up to me in my car yesterday by Silly Sill. Then there was somebody in my window by Such Assumption 615. And finally, How My Grandfather Met a Latvian Nazi by Complete Coincidence by Nico_Brazilian_lad. Austin, Rick, thank you guys for being on the episode. What did you think?
Thank you, Tino. We've heard some crazy stories tonight, and it just was an experience to be here.
Absolutely.
It was magical.
Absolutely.
I'm happy to be doing it again, and let's get it going another time.
Hell yeah, dog. I'm super down for that. All right, guys. Thank you again so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a friend, leave a review, and have a great weekend. You know, I'll see you next week with a brand new episode. Stay safe.
See you guys.
Close those windows.
Open your hearts.